Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Whole Again, Healing Your Heart and Rediscovering Your True Self, After Toxic Relationships and Emotional Abuse, is a self-help and recovery book by Jackson McKenzie. Known also for his work around survivors of psychopathic and narcissistic abuse, the book addresses the period after a toxic relationship has ended, when survivors may still feel numb, ashamed, anxious, angry, dependent, or unable to trust their own perceptions, rather than centering mainly on diagnosing abusers. McKenzie focuses on the inner aftermath of emotional abuse, complex trauma symptoms, self-doubt, codependent habits, rumination, and the difficulty of rebuilding identity. Its purpose is practical and restorative. It helps readers understand why leaving does not automatically produce relief, why the mind can remain attached to harmful people, and why healing requires boundaries, self-compassion, emotional honesty, and a shift away from trying to control or defeat the abuser. The book is written for survivors seeking validation and a clearer recovery path. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, healing begins after the toxic relationship has already ended. A central contribution of Whole Again is its attention to the emotional period after escape or separation. Many books on toxic relationships concentrate on identifying narcissistic, psychopathic, or manipulative behavior, while McKenzie turns the focus toward the survivor who may still feel broken long after contact has ended. The book frames symptoms such as emotional numbness, depression, obsessive thinking, shame, anger, physical tension, addictions, and unstable moods as possible effects of prolonged emotional injury rather than personal defects. This distinction matters because survivors often expect freedom to feel instantly liberating, then blame themselves when pain continues. McKenzie argues that the nervous system and sense of identity can remain organized around the abusive dynamic, especially when the relationship involved repeated betrayal, blame, and confusion. Healing, therefore, is not simply a matter of getting over someone. It requires understanding the residue of trauma, noticing how the past still shapes reactions, and gradually restoring internal safety. The book presents recovery as a process of becoming whole again, not by returning to a former untouched self, but by integrating wounded parts with compassion and honesty. Secondly, gaslighting works by exploiting the survivor's self-doubt. McKenzie gives particular attention to self-doubt because it is one of the psychological mechanisms that allows emotional abuse to continue. In toxic relationships, the survivor may spend enormous energy trying to be fair, reasonable, forgiving, and open to the other person's perspective. Those qualities are not inherently harmful, but in an abusive context, they can become vulnerabilities. When mistreatment is repeatedly explained away, the survivor begins to treat personal discomfort as evidence of being too sensitive or irrational rather than as useful information. The book links this pattern to gaslighting, where the abusive person benefits when the victim questions memory, judgment, and emotional responses. McKenzie's analysis is practical because it shows that manipulation does not always require elaborate schemes. It can succeed when the target is already trained to overcorrect, apologize, and search for fault inside themselves. Recovery, therefore, involves rebuilding trust in perception. This does not mean becoming rigid or suspicious of everyone. It means learning to recognize when empathy has turned into self-abandonment and when a pattern of harm deserves action rather than further explanation. Thirdly, codependent forgiveness can reopen the door to abuse. One of the book's sharper distinctions is between healing forgiveness and codependent forgiveness. McKenzie does not present forgiveness as a universal instruction to reconcile, communicate, or emotionally rescue the person who caused harm. Instead, he warns that survivors may use forgiveness to avoid grief, loneliness, anger, or the painful recognition that the relationship was unsafe. In this pattern, the survivor imagines that enough compassion will transform the abuser, especially if the abuser expresses remorse when facing abandonment. The book challenges that fantasy by emphasizing that real change is not immediate, especially when it appears mainly as a reaction to threatened loss of access or control. Codependent forgiveness keeps attention fixed on the other person's childhood, wounds, motives, and potential, while the survivor's needs remain secondary. McKenzie's point is not that understanding is wrong, but that understanding cannot substitute for protection. A recovery-oriented form of forgiveness, if it occurs, must not require renewed contact or another chance for manipulation. The practical implication is firm emotional closure should be measured by safety and self-respect, not by reconciliation. Fourthly, boundaries are framed as self-love rather than revenge. Whole Again repeatedly distinguishes between removing toxic people from life and trying to win against them. And McKenzie argues that survivors can remain psychologically attached to abusers if their recovery is organized around defeating, exposing, punishing, or finally proving something to them. This win or lose framework can preserve the abuser's central position in the survivor's mind, even when direct contact has stopped. The book instead presents boundaries as an act of self-love. This is a meaningful shift because it changes the purpose of no contact, limited contact, or emotional disengagement. The goal is not to control the abuser, force remorse, or create a dramatic reversal of power. The goal is to stop participating in a dynamic that damages the survivor's emotional stability and identity. This approach is especially relevant to complex trauma, where fantasies of gaining power over a previously powerless situation can become compulsive. Mackenzie's boundary framework asks readers to move from external control to internal care. Protection becomes less about proving who was right and more about choosing conditions under which healing is possible. Lastly, rediscovering the true self requires vulnerability and emotional reintegration. The title Whole Again points to Mackenzie's broader recovery goal, helping survivors reconnect with parts of themselves that were suppressed, shamed, or organized around the abuser's needs. Emotional abuse can narrow identity. A person may become a caretaker, appeaser, investigator, perfectionist, or emotional manager, constantly monitoring another person's reactions. Over time, their own preferences, anger, grief, intuition, and vulnerability may feel dangerous or inaccessible. The book argues that healing requires more than intellectual recognition of abuse. Survivors must learn to relate differently to their own inner experience. Vulnerability is not presented as naive openness to unsafe people. It is the capacity to feel honestly without immediately escaping into control, rumination, self-attack, or rescue fantasies. This makes the book different from a purely defensive guide to recognizing toxic personalities. Mackenzie is interested in what happens after protective knowledge has been gained, how the survivor stops living in reaction to harm and begins to experience emotions as part of a coherent self. The emphasis on reintegration gives the book its restorative rather than merely diagnostic character. In conclusion, Whole Again is best suited for readers who have left, are leaving, or are emotionally recovering from toxic romantic relationships, narcissistic abuse, psychopathic manipulation, or other forms of emotional abuse. It may also be useful for people who recognize patterns of codependency, chronic self-doubt, rumination, and difficulty maintaining boundaries. Although its strongest emphasis is on partner-based abuse rather than every possible family, workplace, or social context, the practical benefit of the book is that it helps survivors interpret lingering symptoms without reducing them to weakness or irrationality. It gives language for why relief may be delayed, why reconciliation fantasies can be dangerous, and why self-protection must be rooted in care rather than revenge. Intellectually, it stands out by shifting the center of attention from the abuser's personality profile to the survivor's internal recovery. Many books in this category focus heavily on red flags and diagnostic labels. Mackenzie includes those concerns, but his distinctive value lies in the post-abuse terrain: complex trauma, emotional numbness, shame, forgiveness, and the reconstruction of self-trust. Readers seeking a detailed clinical taxonomy of abusers may find it limited, but readers seeking validation and a grounded recovery framework are likely to find it clear, compassionate, and practically relevant. If you would like to support Jackson Mackenzie, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.